This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday I was talking about the most influential people in the past history. Certainly there have been great names, great achievements, but none of them have actually eclipsed what Jesus Christ did by his life, death and resurrection. Some of the most notable people with the greatest minds in the last 100 years. Do you know these people were considered crazy by their peers until they actually substantiated their claims? And Jesus was ridiculed for the things he'd said. If you know the Bible, you would know that as he hung on the cross, he was ridiculed and mocked. Some people said, "So, you're going to destroy that temple and build it in 3 days. Well, come down from the cross and save yourself. You saved others, and yet you can't save yourself." That was the sort of thing that was thrown at him. Even his own disciples abandoned Jesus. They fled for their lives. But do you know that when he rose from the grave, Jesus proved that he was the Christ, that he was God's Messiah. He actually substantiated all his own claims. Many people believed him when he said these words, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever puts their faith in me," he said, "will live, even though he die." Now, it made sense because Jesus actually overcame death. He was seen by lots of people after his resurrection. Many people believed in him. And his followers were changed people. They literally turned the world upside down. They were amazed. And today, the message of Jesus is just as fresh and relevant and powerful as it was back then. And I say that because Jesus still lives today. And there are millions of trustworthy people who testify today to actually having met Jesus, and they relate to a risen Christ. And these are people like you and me who come from many different cultures. They're not crazy. They actually know Jesus and have put their faith and trust in him. It was this Jesus who said these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." They're powerful words, those. In fact, he's the only one worthy of our faith because he is the Son of God. The Christian faith is not based on some religious whim of what you fancy. It's actually based on historical fact that Jesus died and then rose from the grave. In the Newsweek magazine, Billy Graham once said, "I've crossed paths with many people who hold virtually every kind of religious and philosophical view that's imaginable." And he said, "But as the years have gone on, I myself have become even more convinced of the uniqueness and truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus was not just another religious teacher. He was truth itself. He was God incarnate. Jesus alone is God's answer to life's deepest problems." And Billy Graham said, "I have seen him bring changes in the lives of countless individuals who've turned to him in true repentance and faith." Faith in Jesus Christ is valid only because Jesus rose from the dead. No other religious leader can actually say that they defeated death except Jesus. So this is a big matter. It's very important. It changed everything about life and the way we live. The resurrection of Jesus actually proves something. It proves that eternity is real. And we must think about these issues before it's too late. How can we compare things like, you know, our career or our money or the pleasurable things that we might want? There is nothing compared to the importance of eternity. Just to think for a moment of the early Christians in the time that Jesus was around who were prepared to die for their beliefs. Now, these people had no doubt about eternity. It's interesting, the sociologists have discovered that when the deadly plagues hit the citizens of the Roman Empire, they were fascinated by the Christians' response, because what happened? The Romans threw people out in the streets. First symptoms that they had the disease. They didn't want to pick up the disease. They were frightened of dying. It was contagious. But do you know that it was the Christians who stayed and nursed the sick? Why did they do that? Because they knew that even if they died, it wasn't the end of life. The resurrection of Jesus caused these early Christians to focus on the eternal significant things that were happening. And so they had compassion on those who were dying, the orphans, the widows, the infirm. So their life had eternal dimension, and that made all the difference. The Bible says if Christ had not been raised, then those who have died in faith have perished. But the resurrection of Jesus takes away the fear of death, and we can trust in him. Heavenly Father, thank you for the resurrected Jesus. Thank you that he's still alive and can touch and empower our lives. Amen.